Simon Shin Tzadi Zayin, Sif Ches, page 524. Kalim Lechad Meho Achim Shem Bayis Harehim Karak. They know you have a house. And in the house, there's a whole group of people. And everyone has a different tchum. Everyone has somewhere else to go. You know, you will go to a shir. Yes, they meet people on the shul. Oh, you know where I went to shul? I went to this shul. I went to this video, and this shir, and that shir. It's amazing. It's Tisha B'Av has become even greater than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur,
the
day after Yom Kippur, I don't hear people telling me, "Oh, you know what happened? You know what happened during the Elah? What happened during Moshe? Oh, this tune, that tune, and this." I don't hear that. But after Tisha B'Av, I hear, wow, what's going on? It's just amazing. Years ago, it wasn't like this. Years ago, what was Tisha B'Av? It was boring, like
technology. It was long drawn out.
It's really I mean, people go the whole day marathon shiurim, and they really. I mean, I know some of them. They really look forward to Tisha B'Av. It's like it's a day that they look forward. It's like. They learn and they
reenact in history.
If there was what to eat, what?
Only allowed to learn.
In Yom of Tisha B'Av. But there are all these programs and there are videos and there's everything you can possibly imagine. It's a whole new world. And it's amazing. If it was what to eat, if you were allowed to eat, and it would be a fair, and it would be like everyone would go to work, it would be nothing. It would be zero. It's an amazing chokhmah. You can't eat. So what do? You go and you learn. It's an amazing thing. Okay, let's go further. I'll just tell you, there's a person I noticed, I used to give a daf yom shir, and we never had food. Nothing, not even what to drink. And then, someone decided, we're going to have food. We're going to have all this food. They put in all the servants. It was a disaster. It was a total disaster. The food became the ikker, and then we did away with it. We did away with it at the end because it was crazy. It was, you coming to learn? Learn. No food. Food is separate. You keep the food separate. You have a break. You have a food. But don't have the food on the table while you're learning. It depends for who, for what.
It's like the Kiddush clubs on Shabbos morning.
It's not always good. If there would be food on Tisha B'Av, it would be a different world. Ches. Kalim am yuchadim lechem miachem shabayis harem karag lebeil v'yar kalim yuchadim lechem from one of the people lebayis harem karag. So we have over here one person there. There's a group of people living in one home, and everyone in their home has a different home. Everyone wants to go somewhere else, and there are things that are in the home that they share. Let's say there are some pots and pans, or there's some utensils, and it's really shared. But even though they're shared, one person owns it. And now everyone in this home has made a separate chum. Which chum do these objects get? So it says here, Harei, if the mekalim are designated for one specific person, then those utensils get the chum of that specific person. The she'enim yuchadim, let's say the kalim are shared by everyone together. Then it only can travel the common denominator. If everyone has a cup, there's a washing cup. Maybe there's a washing cup in the kitchen, in a group home. Everyone shares the washing cup, and all 10 people made for themselves a different Erev. The washing cup cannot leave this home. It only can go travel the common denominator of everyone's Erev Techumen. Because it's shared. It's shared. It has the chumers of everyone. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Chaf. Mishnah Berurah Chaf. Shukulam yichalim leilich lafuke in echad erev elef amal lemizch asheni yechal elef amal lemarif. If each one is separate erev, ain yichalim lahoilich as fakelim elakeshir elef amal mikan elef amal mikan shukulam yichalim leilich when meshukulam shutaf boy. Everyone is a partner. V'chol echad me'akev al chaveroy. Okay, test next. Shnayim sheshoalu cholik ze leilich boy b'shachmas v'zedach boy arvis lo yilichu el lemakom sheshnayim yichalim leilich. We have to remember that the area of the tchum kicks in bein hashmoshos, just like erev chatzeros, shtiv mevos, it kicks in bein hashmoshos. So before Shabbos begins, there was an arrangement. We're borrowing a raincoat. And I'm going to take it, I'm going to use it for Shachris. I'm going to shul in the morning, and my friend, he's going to shul for Mincha. That's the arrangement, and none of us own it, we're borrowing from someone else. And now Shabbos begins,
and we realize that we have, I'm going shachris for tooth. I made an Erev Tchumen. I want to go 4,000 amos east, and my friend wants to go 4,000 amos, when I say west, goes nowhere. It stays where it is, because since over here we each one we have a shutfis, a partnership. I mean, it's basically a partnership. It has to, only can go the common denominator. V'im erev zelus seif alpayim lemishach v'zelus alpayim alpayim lo yizizuhu mimukomo. You're not allowed to move it at all whatsoever. Let's see the Mishmur Chav Beis v'zel eluch by Arvis. Ein hakavana al Arvis shel yom tov sheni. So you bring this verse an important point. Don't confuse this with 2 days of yom tov. Because if you have an arrangement, I will use this the first day Yom Tov, and you will use this the second day Yom Tov, 2 separate days, then it works. Then it will work. Why? During the time that he borrows it, because 2 days Yom Tov are 2 separate kiddushos, and we can originally make a condition: I'll have 1 day for another day, each one of the separate chum for each day, and that will work. When it says over here that you cannot go more than the common denominator, that's where you are dividing it between 2 people on the same day. Okay, then it says, lo ya zelim mekoymoy, da zelu yichal lech l'mishach l'um, okay, then we learn before, and let's go to the next halacha, the next sif. Yud. Sif Yud. Is Rav Shein okay? Is that Rav Shein? You know anything about him?
He was here yesterday.
Shnayim shalaklu behema b'shutafas. New example. Now this is another sug in the Gemara. This is a whole, this is daf in the Gemara. Shnayim shalaklu behema b'shutafas u'shechatu b'yamdav. 2 people have an animal b'shutafas. Before Yom Tov begins, each one pays for 50% of the animal. They slaughter it on Yom Tov, and each one has a different tchum, and each one wants to take his portion with him to where he wants to go. Is there a problem? So the answer is, you bet. Shnayim shalaku behema b'shutafas ushchatu b'yom tov afal pi shalakach kol echad minaso. They were very precise. I'm going to take the front, and you're going to take the back. I don't know all the parts of the meat, so all the fancy terms in the meat department, but it's not going to work. Harei kol habasar ragle shneihem. But here's the contradiction. But let's say the 2 people buy a barrel of wine, and one takes the top part of the bottle, and one takes the bottom part. It takes the first pouring and the second pouring. Avol im lakoy chavishal yain v'chilkua biyamduf. No problem. You can take your wine where you want to go. I'll take my one where I want to go. So you can ask the obvious question: what's the difference between wine and animal? Let's see one moment. Then chelka shlokolecha mehem kiraga. So what's the difference? So I'll tell you after we read inside. Difference is that an animal is alive. The blood. Oh, breira only works. I'm going to come to breira in a moment. It's not hefker. We're going to bring all the points. But an animal is alive, and the animal, the blood is circulating throughout the entire animal. There's blood circulating, and it's impossible to say breira when it comes to a living creature. A living creature slaughtered on Yom Tov, you cannot say hover hadavu l'nafreya, that before Yom Tov began, this part was for my tchum, and this part was for your tchum. Because since it was alive, a living animal, the front needs the back. The heart needs the head needs the heart. You can't go say l'mafrei erev Yom Tov, I only have the heart. Really, if you only have the heart, then this animal is spoiled because it was dead before Yom Tov began. You can't say breira on something that cannot have been separated before Yom Tov. Wine is not a living organism. Wine is just, you hope there's nothing living inside, it's just liquid. So then you can say, whatever I take now was really mine before Yom Tov. Whatever you take was really yours before Yom Tov. Because if we really wanted to, we could have separated these 2 sections before Yom Tov began, and nothing would have changed. Everything would have been exactly the same. It's a very, very interesting principle. It totally changes the look of Breira. Because Breira means Hover Hadavar LeMafreya, this was mine, this was yours. One can make a very strong argument, it shouldn't make a difference when it comes to an animal either. Animal, we slaughtered the animal on Shabbos, we slaughtered the animal on Yom Tov. I'll take the front, you'll take the back. LeMafreya, before Yom Tov began, I had the front, you had the back. What's the big deal? There is a big deal, because before Yom Tov began, it's not possible to say, I had the front. Because the front is only still fresh and healthy because it's connected and it's living together with the back. It totally changes our depth of understanding in the concept of the Breira. Now notice here something also very important. We're coming on to Breira. Remember yesterday when we discussed the case of a butcher. A butcher, I have meat, I have customers, I know they're going to come after davening, they're going to come to me to buy the meat. Everyone that's going to come to buy the meat is going to have a different tchum. Whose tchum does it get? Yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah refused to come on to the principle of Breira. He came on to the Rambam. The Rambam says, because we're going to learn later on, it's din hefker. That's unbelievable. That as far as the Balabas is concerned, it's as if, because of Simchas Yom Tov and because of the Parnas of the butcher, it's like that concept of Hefker, and Hefker has no Tchum. Why did the Rambam need to say Hefker? Why couldn't the Rambam come on to Breira like we're going to say over here? So obviously, Breira is a big Chiddush. Breira is something you don't want to come on to. You only come on to Breira when you're really stuck. When you're really stuck, it's much better to come on to Hefker than to come on to Breira. Here, when it comes to the wine, we can't come on to Hefker, because we're not dealing here with Hefker, we're dealing over here with partners. Partners, there is no Hefker. We live with a butcher. It's not going to be mine. When day is over, it's out of my rishus. It's going to belong to you and you. You don't know if each one of those people don't know from each other. So when I'm relinquishing something, I'm giving it to other people, that resembles Hefker. Someone new is coming who didn't even know about it. I don't know who the customers are. Maybe they won't show up. Maybe someone else will have new guests, have an emergency, will come. We don't know who the players are. We don't know who's playing the game yet. So then you can come on to the prince, then you use the principle of Hefker. But here, we know who's playing the game. We have a roster. It's you and me, and no one else. We're going to split tomorrow. That's not Hefker. Here you need to come on to Breira. So there are three different ideas. There's Breira, when you say Breira, when you don't say Breira. You say Breira when it's a non-living organism. You don't say Breira when it's something which is alive, which you cannot differentiate one part from another part. And then the last case, Hefker, we don't say Breira. So on Shabbos, what happened? This also talks to this. So this ties into Breira. I'm going off the topic a little bit. But what do we have? By Kriyas Yams, Kodesh Baruch Hu split. Vayiboku Hamayim. If you look very carefully, it says sometimes it says Mayim, and sometimes it says the Yam. Hashem took us Besoch Hayom by Avosha. The Yam. Yam is the ocean, the sea, the Yamsuf. But then sometimes it says Vayiboku Hamoyim, the water. So when do you say Mayim? When do you say Yam? So he told me about it. Mayim, H2O. Right? There's two hydrogens and one molecule of oxygen. Hashem split the H from the O. Or Hashem split the O from the O and the H from the Vayiboku Hamayim. Each molecule of water itself was chemically broken apart. The two hydrogens were separated. The oxygen was, I don't know if he actually said, then the whole world come to an end, right? That's how he made an atomic bomb. He split matter. I don't know if that would release too much energy to separate one to break apart one molecule of oxygen. Is that dangerous? I have to go ask those. But in the H2O, there was, when Hashem brought back them together, what do you bring back together? The same three things came together to form one molecule of water. when Hashem split them apart, He took apart the two H's and the one the O, and they were all still floating around somewhere. And then when Hashem brought the water back together, Vayeshuvu Hamayim, those same two hydrogens came back with that oxygen. Brayer, I talk about Brayer, right? And how many molecules are there in one drop of water? There's some type of fancy number, remember from chemistry? They're like billions in one drop of water. How many of those hydrogens and oxygens are there? Like billions and trillions. And that was the nace. So we tried to tie this into the idea of Shidduchim. It's the same O and H. It's the mamish, the protish and the protim come back together. So you talk about Breira. Chuvra hadavar lemafreya. That it was this O and this H. They all were there in the very, very beginning. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Karagle Shnehem. Let's see this. This is Chof Dalit. Chof Dalit, page 524. Chof Dalit. Karagle Shnehem. Over here he's coming to ask the question, why are animals different than barrels of wine? Each one has when it comes to wine, they divide, we will say Breira. Because we're dealing with a din derabanan. That's a very important thing to remember. The only time you say brera by din derabanan, you don't say brera by din deraisa. V'amrin in the chol chelik shegiel liachad harei everything which each one, everything which everyone gets eventually, harei hu ki'ilu hayubarlo umuvdo mi erev yamtaf. The behema. But we're dealing with a living creature. You can't say brayer on parts of the animal. Why? When the air is triggered, at that moment in time, each portion is being yoinek, is deriving nourishment from the other part of the animal. It's impossible to say Breira. And therefore, we have no choice but to say that the animal has to take on the common denominator of the original of both partners. Yeah?
Out of this,
a biggest
svara, the because it's more of a chelkai.
Yeah?
How do we differentiate between the ions? Also, more of a
chelkai. It's not yoinek. It's not yonic one from the other. In other words, if we wanted to separate the yayin yesterday, could we have done so?
Yeah.
Have there been any change the way it is right now?
No.
The animal, if we would have cut the animal yesterday into two parts, well, how would the animal look now? It would smell. It would be spoiled. So even though you want to go and say that yesterday this part was yours, this was mine, but it was still been yonic. It was still being yoinik. You can't separate that life. So that's a very, very important, that's a very big chiddush. Very big, that's a very big lumnus. That's a lumnus in the halacha. Okay, let's go further. Yud Aleph. This is common, this happens. Person goes and he borrows kelim. You come to your friend, you borrow something. Now the tenai is though you have to make the arrangement with your friend erev yomtiv. You erev yomtiv, I want to borrow something. So the rule then is that if you borrow erev yomtiv, it gets the tchum of the shoya. Provided, you would think you might be misled to believe that you must take delivery before Yom Tov. No, you need not take delivery hashol kli mechaver of Yom Tov afilu lo lekochay on a line of the chiddushes. Even if you do not take delivery, as long as the arrangement was made that you will use this for yourself on Yom Tov, hareyu kiragli hashayel. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah Chavav afilu lo lekochay haynu af shlei moshach kli mer Yom Tov midina labur shusay dam. So what's going on if you don't make the mashicha? You learn mesach the bava kama. You make a kinyan. It's a joke. What are you talking about? Since he promised to lend it to you, the whole law of Eruv, it's a cool, it's a leniency. It's only a chumr mid the Rabbanon. The laws of Eruv, it's chumr, especially when it comes to objects. Yeah. One thing when it comes to the person himself, when it comes to objects, the only thing is a chumr mid the Rabbanon. In the middle, they were lenient that you don't need to make mamashay, a mashicha, in order to allow you to acquire a proper tchum. Back to the mechaber. But let's say you actually borrow on Yom Tov itself. Let's say you borrowed mamash on Yom Tov. You did not make any arrangements until Yom Tov already began. So when Yom Tov already began, your erev kicked in. So then the rule is too little, too late. Even if you were accustomed to borrowing this utensil from the Balabayas often, it's too late. It's too late. And the tchum that the object receives is the tchum of the lender, not the tchum of the borrower, because you did not make arrangements, even though you'd normally do so. You did not do the Shabbos. It's too late to make the Eruv tchumen for this particular object. Yud base. Ho'isha sh'sha'ala mechaverta mayim melach li'isosa. A woman is making a challah on Yom Tov, and she borrows water and salt. Or v'tavlin likidei rasa b'Yom Tov. And now they want to take the dish, they want to take the pot, they want to take the challah to outside the tchum. Harei ho'isa v'yatavshel kiragle shtehen, because she did not borrow these things before Yom Tov began. Therefore, what tchum? Now this is a chiddush. This is telling us it gets the common denominator. This is very interesting because this is not like the previous example was when you borrow a utensil. So it's either one or the other. It's either your tchum or it's my tchum. If I made arrangements before Yom Tov, even though I did not take delivery, it's mine. If I did not make arrangements, it's yours. Here, I did not make arrangements. I didn't make arrangements. I borrowed it. I took it on Yom Tov itself. So you would be believed. You would think it's hers. It's the other person. Kamashman, since it blends in, it's water and salt and tavlin. It melts. It dissolves. It becomes a chelik of my flour. So now, how do we view this? Bottle. It's not bottled, because if not for the water, it wouldn't exist. So you can't say it's bottled. On the other hand, it's no longer in its original form. So when it's no longer in its original form, then it's going to have the common denominator of both. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Chavches. Chavches. V'tavel g'deir v'hu adin mayim melech v'gdeira k'rag l'shtem v'ein arashol l'holich ha'isa v'tav shalkim b'makam shtem v'yish l'mish l'halich. Why? Kevan shenis orev bo dover shakona shvitsa etzalachem, because since it got mixed, since here it's mixed, it takes on the characteristics of both. That's a very interesting halach. And the Yud Gimel. Now we come to something also. This is very interesting. Let's say you take from your friend a coal. It's Yom Tov, and you need fire. People do this all the time. They're candles, right? You go to your neighbor, you light up, you go light, you get a candle from your friend. So you take from, here's a coal, not a shalheves, but a coal. Lo yolichene ella kiragli hanoisein. A gacheles is a dovar sheyesh b'imamish. You can't really touch it, you'll get burnt, but I mean, you have to hold it on a tray. But it's a dovar sheyesh b'imamish, therefore gets the tchum of the noisein, of the one that... Avlam hidlik ner oy eitz mishal heves. So therefore, the tchum is the original. But let's say you go to your neighbor and you bring your own candle. Think about it. I come to my neighbor, my stove, my pot of light went out. It's Yom Tov. There's gas running in the house. You're not worried because it's not a lot of gas. You open up the windows, everything is okay, but you want to light up the stove. So what do? This happens all the time. You go to your neighbor with your candle, right? Your candle. You don't use their candle. But let's say you come with your candle and you light from there. whatever from their stove, and then you take it to your home and you light up. Now you think, oh, look at this, I have this candle. You know what? Let me take this candle. Let me go walk. It's dark outside. I'm holding this candle. I'll go and I'll walk with it to my tchum. I made an error of it. I'll go 4,000 amas east. I'm going to go to Yerushalayim. I'm going to go east to Yerushalayim. But my neighbor, where I got the fire from, they made an Erev in the other direction, west. So they have a Shailah. The Shalheves, the flame, the source of the flame has a Tchum. It has a Tchum west. And am I allowed to go east? When it came to the coal, if I go to the neighbor, and I go to his fireplace, and I scoop up a coal, mamash a coal out of the fireplace, I'm limited. I only can go west. I can't go east. Because it has a tchum of the noisim. But what about the shalheves? I didn't scoop up a coal. I ignited something. Davar she'ein boi mamish. How does halacha view a shalheves? Shalheves, davar she'ein boi mamish, you can take it wherever you want.
In other words, it has to be his candle.
What?
Has to be
the candle, the mamish,
shaboy,
right. As long as my candle, but the flame is not an issue. The flame, I can take the flame wherever I want because the flame is a davar, shein by mamish. There's no tchum for intangible things. That's the insight. And that mistama has halach navigations in this new world of technology. Talk about you know, electrical connections, talk about electricity. Is there a tchum problem with electricity? Let's say you have electricity running. It comes from chus l'tchum. Think about it. Where is your electricity coming from? On the Yom Tov. How are you allowed to be nana from? Are you allowed to be I don't know, you have to figure out along with your cases. But it's something which you know, you're dealing with current of electricity or davar she'ein by mamish. There is no tchum issue, and that's what it says here. Lagach mechaver b'yom tov kachelis la'yochinu elam b'kragli noisen avlim hilik nero eitz mishal heves chaveroi hareyu kiragli zesh hidlik. It gets your tchum because ein by mamish. Let's see the mishmur lamed aleph kiragli zeh why. Ragli the hoil shishal heves ain bamanish loy chol lecha shvisas beoleha. Okay, let's do one more halacha. Yudalid bar shal yachid harehu kiragli bav. A bar, privately owned well, private water, private property. So it belongs, so the tchum is limited to the owner of the water. But v'shal oisah ha'ir, let's say it belongs to the city. So it gets the tchum of the city. It's not hefker. No one's allowed to come into the city. An outsider is not allowed to come and use the water. It's private water. I mean, it's not private for the individual, but the water belongs to the city. So no one is allowed to go and start to take the water. Let's say the other person who's a visitor, who set up a tent on the edge of the city, and he has his own tchum, and he wants to go take the water from the city too, outside the tchum of the city, because he made his own private tchum shabbos. No! You have no right. The water takes on the tchum of the city. It's not hefker. So here, correctly answer here. V'shel hefker! But let's say it's a well of hefker, a new principle, not private, not public, but it's mamish hefker. Then, do whatever you want. V'shel hefker, correctly hamamal. Let's look at lamid hey. Lamid hey. Kiragle, also the lamed dalet first. Lamed dalet, lamed hei, lamed dalet first. Anshe oisariv imilia enosh echninul delav mehai mosa. Let's say an invader. What's the better word for invader?
A squatter,
invader, a visitor, someone who's not part of this. Loi motzi mapik ella kechol. Loi motzi mapik ella kechol. He only has the same status as the residents. The e loi ervu klol moelach al paim luchol ruach. The ervu chad mibneho ir lemizrach oisor lav shelo yek yochol letalta luchol ruach ella al paim mino ir lemizrach. One person, this is unbelievable. What is the Mishnah Berurah says? You have a whole city, and one guy in the city makes an eruv east. So the whole city is limited. That's what it says, because he's a shutif. He's a shutif in the water. So he's going to ruin it for everyone in the city. Unbelievable. Lemakam she'erav k'moy gabe chavish shayam sif yud v'imkein his son lecha she'en b'mnei o'ir yachal lichum kragli hanoisein. It's limited to the city. The people who use the water in the city, You have to go look into the, I don't know if you have to really study this in more detail, but basically the water belongs to the city, so it gets to the city. People in the city start making their own eruvim. You're running into problems. Okay, Kiragli Hamamale, next Lamed Hey, Hefker. Why do call midi the Hefkera man de magba le kone? Anyone who picks up something on Shabbos, he acquires it. Now, this is very, very important. This is a critical Mishnah Berurah. There's a very big problem here. You're asking me a very good question. What's going on here? When you pick up, when does Erev Tchumen kick in? It kicks in Bein Hashmoshes, not on Yom Tov. So when you acquire something on Yom Tov, there's no Tchum. It's too late. The water was hefker when Yom Tov began. So the water did not acquire Shavis. I pick up the water on Yom Tov. I acquire it. Good for me. It's now my property. But so what? The water itself was not under anyone's jurisdiction during Bein Hashmashos. So the water, you would assume, should not have a tchum. So let's say I walk now 4,000 amas, and I meet a friend who has an eruv from the other direction. I can give it to him and let him go. It's 4,000 amas, and then he meets his friend who has a tchum going even further. So theoretically, the water that starts out over here can end up on the other end of the world, because as long as you have people all along the way that have their own tchum, because the water did not have shvisa eruv Shabbos ben hashmashas. Along comes the Mishnah Berurah, and it says a chiddush. It's not the longest. When you pick up from hefker on Yom Tov, hover hadavar lemafreya, that this water was your property before Shabbos began. And if it was your property before Shabbos began, this water has an eriv of 2,000 amas wherever your tchum goes. Therefore, when you walk with this water in one direction, you meet a friend and you want to hand it over and you want him to be able to go take it to another tchum that's outside, you can't do that. And don't go tell me, oh, but this water did not have a tchum when Shabbos began. You're right, it didn't. But when the first one comes along and picks it up, limafreya, it gets your tchum. It gets your tchum. Now the water is limited to your tchum. It cannot be relayed further than that. Let's see inside. Lamed hey, kiragam am dekol al dekol midi dehefkeva man de magba le kone viamrina nuhuver hadav lemafreya ben hashmoshos de lahai gav chaze uvrishus akayma vefil nos namamale lachem lachashmilam yamdav letzorchay. Too bad. You can't do that. Harehin Karagov, it's too bad. It only goes and has the limit of the first one. Finders keepers. The first one that gets it, that's the one that acquires the... Okay, so we'll stop here, take a break for a few minutes, and then we'll just do, we're going to combine